Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Program, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We've got some calls on hold. We'll get to those momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And let us not delay. Let's go right to your calls and thoughts. We have Courtney calling from Michigan. Courtney, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hi. So when I was bringing up the whole CPS situation back
CPS
in 97.
CPS is Child Protective Services.
Yes. Okay. So back in 97, Bill Clinton passed the bill to, it was supposed to protect families in order to keep them together.
Okay.
But in all reality, it didn't protect the families together. It actually separated them.
Shocking. Wait, you're saying that a government program did the opposite of what it was intended to do?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Okay. Okay, so what they did was they passed a program that stated that if, say, you know, your children were to get removed and then placed with a family member, it'd be $1,000 towards their program,
mm-hmm.
or placed in a foster care facility, they get $4,000. If they're placed in a,
you're saying this is money that goes.
If the parents were to get terminated, they would get $10,000.
You're saying
their program.
You're saying that the Child Protective Services gets extra funding based on the outcome.
Yes.
Okay. So, how are you involved with this situation? Did this happen to you?
Yes, it did. With both my kids.
Wow. Can you describe that a little bit more for the listeners?
Okay. Well. I have a autistic son.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is he autistic, but he also got diagnosed with PTSD after he was removed from me.
Okay.
The first time. And because there's no workers that deal with children that are special needs, it kind of made things a little bit more difficult because they didn't understand how a child with special needs acts.
Okay.
Right. It's got to be pretty traumatic to any child to have strangers come and kidnap them from their family members. What you're saying is
exactly.
Your son being autistic, they didn't even know how to communicate or how to handle him in any way, shape, or form, and so it made it all the more traumatic for his kidnapping.
Yes, and then on top of it, they placed my son in a mental institution when he was seven for a month and a half, then placed him in a boys' cottage home down in Bedford, Michigan.
How did they, who called them on you in the first place? How did they come to you and do this?
Well, I can say that, you know, with me having issues with myself, I decided to drink that night, and my son got out of the house.
Mm. Okay.
And so the cops came over to my house. They did not have a warrant. They did a welfare check, but this was after they came into the house.
This was, hold on, just so the cops came to your house after they found your son wandering around?
No, my son was actually on his way to his babysitter's house,
mm-hmm.
which was right up the road from my house. And when the cops found him, the one cop that was there over by the skate park, over by where I live, my son lied and stated that his name was Johnny, not Marcus. So he lied to the cop. And then after he lied to the cop called two different cops to come and pick up his bike, and then he brought him back over to my house. And then the next thing you know, my neighbor across the street came over, stated that she would come into my house to wake me up because I have a two-story house and I have an enclosed porch. So when I don't have a, I don't have a doorbell or anything else like that. So when you're hanging on the door.
So your neighbor
upstairs,
has the ability to come into your home, basically?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So she was about to come in, and then the cops came in right behind her.
Without asking you then, for permission.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So when they both came in, then the one officer called in, stated that they needed to do a welfare check after they already came into my house.
Okay.
And then after that situation, because they couldn't find a judge to sign off on a removal order or to take the kids in protective custody at that time, they took me to jail and charged me with a drunk disorderly when I was in my
own home.
Wow.
Yes.
And then they took your kid from you.
Yes.
I'm sorry, both kids for the same incident?
For the same incident. And then they stuck my son, who's autistic, who has special needs, into a... A psychiatric ward.
Yeah. What happened to your other kid?
No, a psychiatric ward. Mm-hmm. And then my daughter went to a foster home because she doesn't have anything wrong with her, but my son does.
And how long ago
and
was all this?
After, this was June of 2019.
Okay. Have you seen your kids since then, or what's going on?
No.
Wow.
No, I haven't seen my kids.
And is there an ex-husband who has possession of them, or are they still in the government system?
No, they're still in the government system.
I don't know. I'm not an attorney, so I can't give you legal advice, but you need to do whatever it is that you can to get them out. And I say that because I have I have experience as a child within the, we'll call it family.
Being in the system?
In the system, yes.
Oh, no, and my son was also in a boys' foster home, and he got molested there.
Oh, God, I'm not surprised.
The government really is the one that made this entire issue, because if the police weren't out there and started talking to your son, he probably would have ended up at the babysitter's house. She probably would have been like, brought him home.
Right.
Well, they came in and created an issue out of this.
Exactly. So, all this stuff started, and I live in a really small town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I live in a very, everybody knows everybody else's business type of situation. So... me being up here, it's not like I wanted to be up here, but I also wanted to create more for my son because we're about to move downstate to Ann Arbor.
Mm-hmm.
That's frustrating.
Yeah, I can't imagine being in your position. Again, my only advice to you is do whatever you can to get them out of of the system, because it is a traumatic experience for anybody, much less a child with special needs. And thank you for the call tonight. I can't say a family court, first of all, and that's who presides over all this stuff, is family court. Right? They will make all the decisions for these kids, regardless of the parent's input, whether it's her or the father. It doesn't matter what they say. Family court is going to make all the decisions. It is one of the most heinous places because they don't even follow regular law. Not that when governments,
they don't follow it either.
They don't follow it either, but family court doesn't, they don't even have to. There's nothing that says they're even required to follow regular law, much less anything else within the family court system. So they can do whatever they want with these kids. They want to move them to a home, it's done.
Yeah. You know, I realize that people have to have children in order for the human race to continue, but boy, it's stories like this that make me happy I've got a vasectomy.
Good luck, Courtney, and give us an update when you have some news, will you? We appreciate the call. 603-283.
So many stories like that.
Over so
long.
Oh, yeah. And they continue. Yeah. I mean, you could do the documentary every year and still not cover
the
tip of the iceberg of the situation. 603-283-6160. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
If you want to know the latest about Free Talk Live before we go on the air, all you need to decide is how you want it delivered. It's your choice. Visit news.freetalklive.com to receive our usually weekly news updates by email. Plus, we have a Twitter account at twitter.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us on the decentralized Mastodon platform at toot.freetalklive.com. So please follow us at toot.freetalklive.com and sign up for our emails at news.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
What if the United States and Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever's on your mind. Our telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts in a moment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And I wanted to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find a cornucopia of information neatly organized by your needs. There's no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important and world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user already, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all of the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all in a slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. Let's just go right away to the phones. We've got Dave in New York calling. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good. I just want to recap, Dave. This is a radio program, so no cussing, please.
I'm getting sick of this whole mask-wearing thing. Like, I'm just kind of wondering, like, when it'll be over. I was in a store grocery shop the other day, and some woman, like, I didn't have my mask on. I had it, like, around my neck. It's one of those neck pullover things. You pull you pull it over your face, and you have it, like, around your neck or whatever. Mm-hmm. And some woman saw me, like, I didn't have it on. And she goes, can you take your mask on, please? I almost cursed her out. Because, like, you know, I'm getting tired of my mask. Texas is now mask-free. Texas is now mask-free. Why can't New York be mask-free?
Because it's New York.
Yeah, New York is one of the most heinous states in the United States.
It wouldn't surprise me if New York ever goes back to having any kind of freedom from being masked. New York is the worst place to be. Now, that said, Dave, most places do have medical exemptions. Have you tried saying that you're medically exempt?
No, I haven't.
All right, you should try that.
What about Vermont, New Hampshire? Where you guys don't have to wear a mask up there or something?
No, there are still mask mandates in, I believe, both Vermont and New Hampshire. However, as I said, and people don't seem to understand this, there are exemptions in these mask mandates that allow for people to have medical exemptions. You do not have to show anybody your doctor's note. You do not have to explain to them why it is that you are exempt. That would be a violation of your right to privacy when it comes to various different medical maladies that one might have, and it's none of anyone else's business. So the easiest way to deal with this is to just tell people you're medically exempt and then go about your business. And if they want to kick you out of the store, they can.
What if I say, oh, I'm medically exempt, I don't have to wear that, but then what if they say, oh, well, if you're medically exempt, then you have to leave the store right now.
Okay, then you leave.
Give your money to someone else who doesn't do that to you.
Right.
Because, you know, there's up here, and that's just handy, like, we don't have to wear a mask, but, like, you know, there's on some of the doors, it says, no mask, no boot. BS, right? You know, it says no BS. Mm-hmm. It says you have to wear a mask inside the store.
That's what it says, but it doesn't. No BS. It usually doesn't mean that. See, this is the problem, is people believe what the signs say, and that's understandable because we've been trained that we should believe what the signs say, but when the signs are being put up simply out of fear of what the government's going to do, then it's not a real rule. And I know that.
In the banks, we have to wear masks. And when I go to the bank or whatever, you have to.
Yeah, the banks are some of the worst of the entire last year. That's the only place besides the airlines that I had to put a mask on. But that was only because I had to send a wire transfer, and there was no other way to do it. I couldn't do it online. I couldn't do it over the phone. They wouldn't let me do it through the drive-through, and they don't care about a medical exemption. So the banks are absolutely the worst, but 99% of the rest of the businesses, we haven't had much trouble with at all.
Because I heard the stories, and then it's just, you know, it says, oh, you have to wear a mask. I got to wear a mask. But
that woman said,
oh, can you please wear your mask?
That was just another customer.
Yeah, was that a customer or was that an employee?
It was a customer. It was just somebody shopping. Can you please bring a mask out?
Well, any customer can ask you to do anything. I mean, I could say, can you hop up and down 10 times? I mean, I can say anything I want to you in real life. You can just ignore me.
She could have just ignored me as well, but now...
She could have, but you're in New York, so, you know, what do you expect?
Yes, you're going to have busybodies, so, you know, ask her an equally, you know, obscure question, like, hey, will you put a banana in your ear, and then just walk away. You know, walk away and go about your business, man. Don't worry too much about it.
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Hey, thanks
for the call, Dave. Up your nose with a rubber hose, twice as far with a chocolate bar, in your ear with a can of beer, and if you don't like that, try a baseball bat.
Damn.
Yeah, I told you I listened to Dr. Demento a lot growing up.
Right? Is that a song?
That's an actual song.
I didn't know that.
In fact, it's the guy, it's Mr. Cotter.
Right, Mr. Cotter. That's where the Up Your Nose with a Rubber Hose came from. I knew that
It's
much.
A song, and he, I want to say sings it. He just sort of talks it.
You know, really?
Sort of a little bit of singing talk, but he's got like a chorus of people coming in, like on the chorus and that kind of a thing. Yeah, they put it on Dr. Demento quite a few times.
Well, have you heard the Banana in Your Ear song in Charlie the Unicorn?
I have not.
I don't know what Charlie the Unicorn is.
Is that a cartoon?
It's an old, like from the early days of YouTube, a YouTube cartoon about a unicorn.
I do know who Charlie the Unicorn is, as a matter of fact. I have seen a few clips, but no, I don't. I'm not familiar with the banana in your ear part.
There's some kind of sea creature that sings about it.
I will have to go check that.
Thanks, Dave, for calling and reminding us how bad New York really is.
Yeah.
Where there are busybodies around every corner to bug you about your personal choices. Which happened, by the way, to me, the only time this has happened to me with another customer in Keene was somebody from Connecticut.
Oh.
What'd they say?
I think I told you about it. It was at UPS. There was like a UPS shipping center here, and I had to go to it because of a missing package. And it was like 10 minutes before they were about to close. This was several months ago, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
10 minutes before they were going to close, and I went in there, and there was some old guy in there before me, and I stood well away from him. And then as he was walking out, it was my turn to go up to the counter, and I could feel him watching me from the door, and he finally got the courage up to say something to me, like, you know, you should be wearing a mask or whatever, and I told him he ought to mind his own business, basically. I'm truncating the conversation, but that was basically it.
And did he?
He went away.
Nice. I had just the one problem that was in the grocery store, and this is before the statewide mandate, when only the Keene mandate was in place, but it was here in Keene at the grocery store, where I was going around the corner with my grocery cart, going the wrong way down the aisle,
nice.
some guy and his wife there, and he kind of mumbles as they walk by me, he's not wearing a mask, and he's going the wrong way, and I was I was trying to figure out some nice way to, what came out of my mouth was, hey, why don't you come here and say that to my face, and his wife kind of tugged his arm, pulled him around the corner,
come on, Harold,
yeah, that's exactly what happened, so, 603-283-6160, more Free Talk Live is on the way.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today is International Women's Day, and we all need to see and to recognize the barrier-breaking accomplishments of these women.
President Biden speaking at the White House regarding the importance of International Women's Day. The president continues.
We need the young women just beginning their careers in the military service to see it and know that no door will be closed to them.
The House is planning to hold a final vote on the coronavirus relief bill by Wednesday morning at the latest. That's what Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on Monday, adding it depends on when they get the bill. The Senate approved the nearly $2 trillion spending bill on Saturday. A Connecticut woman accused of killing her 4-year-old son is being held on $2 million bond. Tiffany Ferruto was arraigned and placed on suicide watch. Police say she admitted to strangling her little boy in their apartment. USA Radio News. A high-profile trial is being delayed at least one day.
Jury selection in the George Floyd murder trial of Minneapolis cop Derek Chauvin is delayed until at least Tuesday, as the prosecution asked the Minnesota Court of Appeals for a stay. Prosecutor Matthew Frank said Monday morning that the state will seek to get the jury selection process halted as the issue of adding a last-minute third-degree murder charge makes its way through the higher courts.
They started jury selection being told something very general, and then later they're told something very specific. I think it does affect the jury selection process. And so it is, and our position is it is very much involved, the trial itself.
Judge Peter Cahill agreed to give the prosecution time to wrap up an appeal Monday morning. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden will make his first primetime address to the American people Thursday night. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever's on your mind. Our telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join the conversation. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And let's just go to more of your calls and thoughts. We have CW calling from Arizona. CW, I believe you're listening to KTOX. What's on your mind?
I just want to say, you know, because Dave from New York, I guess, called in right now and said, you know, he sounds like a good guy and all, but he's just a little too scared, bro. Just take your mask off and don't give a crap about what anybody says about masks. Just don't be a pansy, bro. Just don't wear a mask if you don't want to.
Good advice.
That's all I got to say, you know? Because just because there's a sign up there, a sign doesn't mean anything. If no, you know?
Oh, I mean, it should. Hold on. I mean, a sign should mean something. A sign should be. It should be communicating the wishes of the owner as far as what the customers of the store are expected to do or how they're expected to behave. There's nothing wrong with the idea of a sign. It's just the government has undermined store signage by mandating, or at least appearing to mandate, all these stupid rules that the store owners, even if they disagree with them, are so afraid of being seen as disagreeing with them that they just obediently put up these signs.
Exactly. Okay, I was going to say that because when they say no shoes, no shirt, no service, okay, because I don't want to see somebody's ugly-ass feet on the freaking ground. Okay, I understand that. I don't want to see some ugly-ass toes walking around while I'm trying to shop. I get that part. But when they got these stupid mask signs, man, it just pisses me off. I just walk into any store. I don't give a crap. And you know what? Nobody said a darn word to me yet.
9 times out of 10, they won't say anything at all. The 10th time out of 10, when they do say something, it's usually something like, excuse me, sir, you need to have a mask on. And then I'll say something like, no thanks, and just walk on by. And if I'm pressed, I will say I'm exempt. And then that usually ends it right there. There's a rare exception of a store with an employee that will actually say, we do not want your business if you are exempt. We did run into one of them recently. However, we were told that at AutoZone we would have to be outside and then they would bring the products to us. And I'm like, nope, sorry, we'll just go across the street or we'll go elsewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah, and
but I just want to say I carry my gun in my back pocket almost all the time, and I don't want to have a mask on with my gun in my pocket. That's just, you know, I'm not trying to mask myself while I have a gun on me. Either.
Well, you ought to open carry as well, and then they really won't talk to you.
Yeah, I was going to say, because New Hampshire is an open carry state, some of the folks around here open carry all the time. It's just their way of life. Yeah. And so I have noticed that when I go places, that if a person is open carrying and unmasked, that they don't seem to get harassed.
I love it, bro. I just want to say, don't be a pansy. Everybody out there in Neverland, in this listening community, don't be a pansy. Don't follow the damn rules that this stupid government is trying to impose on us, bro.
I couldn't agree anymore, CW. Thanks, man. Yeah, certainly. And like that goes for more than just the masks too. It's like open your business. Just open your. If everybody opened their businesses, they can't stop everybody.
I'm with you.
You know.
Don't pay taxes.
All of these things. I mean, again, all of these things we're talking about, it helps if you have strength in numbers.
Yes.
You know, if you're opening your business and you're the only one, then that makes it easy for them to cut your head off and, you know, show it for the rest of the town to see. This is what happens when you
make an example of you.
Yeah. That said, though, we do have a heroic business owner here in Keene who is doing just that.
We do.
Basically, Malaise, the lady that owns Fa Keene Great, which is the local Fa noodle restaurant here in downtown Keene, she is willing to open up her business without following any of these stupid rules, and she is willing to take whatever the consequences are. In fact, she's sick of this stuff, and she wants to push it further. She's tired of just being open. She wants to throw a party.
I'm down.
Yeah, me too. So that's what it takes. It takes people who are willing to actually put something on the line, and unfortunately Americans are just too soft.
Yeah, it seems that way. And, you know, for a place that falsely assumes the moniker Land of the Free, I don't see it.
Yeah, I forget who had posted it the other day. It was a video from ostensibly from Texas at, like, some sort of an outdoor bar. And it was full of young people, probably in their 20s and 30s, just, you know, doing their normal bar thing. There was no one on with a mask. It just seemed like another day from 2019 or something like that. People just hanging out, talking, not doing any social distancing or anything like that. It just was totally normal. And looking at that, I'm sure there were a lot of people who were sort of heartened by it, like, oh, look, things are getting back to normal. But to me, I just see a bunch of people who were 3 days before, you know, the order came out or whatever, being completely obedient. Those same people would have been wearing masks or refusing to go out. So they were just waiting for the governor to give them permission to do something different. So it doesn't make me feel like, oh, good, you know, freedom's back. It's just, oh, the government's letting people do this one thing again.
Yeah, I've said repeatedly online, on the air, to folks that I run into, this ends when people decide that it's over, not when the government decides.
Yeah, it ends when
people decide that it's over. That is to say,
it always has.
Yeah, and it always has been. All of this, and I'm including taxation as well. You want taxation to end? It's going to end when everybody stops paying.
No, you don't need everybody. You could do it with 10%.
Right.
I don't think it needs to be a large number. I mean, think about...
Well, that's still a large number to me compared to, like, the amount of people who claim they want to.
10 is an amazing... would be an amazing number if that actually happened. You think about what happened in the revolution or whatever. It wasn't the majority of people who were revolutionaries. It was a very small number, and then there were the people that sort of quietly supported them.
Right. They were a very loud minority, however. They made themselves
indeed
known.
And speaking of the United States being, like, babyfied, ever since the beginning of this pandemic, I've been thinking it's just so weird how the adults are acting like they're children all of a sudden. Like, my own parents just seem less like adults to me now because, like, my dad made my sister not come visit me just because the city that he lives in told him she couldn't go to a red zone without him having to quarantine and he could lose his job. He was like, sorry, Bonnie, they're not letting me, so I have to not let Elsa go to the airport and go visit you. Like, it's just so weird. Everybody's acting like they have parents, like the parents have parents.
Yeah, they call that mommy and daddy government, depending on, you know, if you subscribe to the patriarchy or the matriarchy theory. And what all government really is the absolution of responsibility when it comes to that kind of stuff. It's like, oh, well, I don't have to be responsible for these decisions because they take care of this for me. And so when they say things like you're saying, you know, that happened to your sister with your dad goes, well, they told me I couldn't, and so I can't be responsible for that part of my life because they take care of that. It's a compartmentalization, and it is brainwashing in effect. It's an example of it for sure, where he believes that they have the authority over him to, you know, dictate what you and your sister can and cannot do. It's sad to see that in a real life application. It's even more sad to see in our daily lives as we walk around and, you know, do our thing, go shopping, get you know, all that kind of stuff, and see everybody just, and everybody, nobody looks happy wearing these masks. Right, there's not a single person that puts on a mask and is smiling on the inside, going, "Yes, I'm going to."
Some of them are. No, there are those people.
The mask, yeah, we'll call them the mask.
True believers, who think that it's going to save the world or whatever.
But if you go around and you look at the average person, just, you know, going about their day, going to their job, doing their shopping, etc., and so on. Their heads are down. They look like beaten puppies. That's what they look like.
Or they're giving you dirty looks for not wearing a mask, like it fucking great the other day.
Right. 603-283-6160 is our telephone number. If you'd like to join the conversation, we've got more Free Talk Live on the way.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since.
I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. It is the Monday night edition. Welcome back, everybody. Our telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And everyone is always talking about buy Bitcoin, buy Bitcoin, buy Bitcoin. Yeah, well, I'm sorry if that's boring as hell. How about earning some Bitcoin, getting paid with it? That sounds better. That seems like the way. It is money, after all. If you want to earn Bitcoin at your business, AnyPayX.com is the way to do it. Your customers will love it. Everyone in town will talk about your store being the Bitcoin store. And it's just fun. Get the free app and start earning Bitcoin at your business. Visit AnyPayX.com. That's AnyPayX.com. I wanted to switch gears a little bit here. In the spirit of, well, you guys know I used to do some music out in the Seattle area. We used to play gigs on different nights of the week. There was Metal Effin' Friday.
Nice.
One of my favorites was Monday Metal Madness at the Central Square Saloon in downtown Seattle. So every now and again, something related to music crosses my feeds, and I've got a couple of things that I'd like to talk about today.
Because it's not more than every now and again, because music basically doesn't exist anymore as far as live performances go.
It sure doesn't. This one will take you back quite a bit. Some of you will remember Napster.
Oh, yeah.
The file sharing. The OG file sharing download application.
Mm-hmm.
And a heavy metal band named Metallica.
I remember them, too.
Who got themselves a bit of publicity for being anti-Napster. They did not support the downloading of music via the Napster application and fought them in court battles and that type of thing.
Yeah.
They did anti-Napster commercials, and all this sort of a thing, claiming that they were stealing from them.
Well, let's clarify. They were actually mad because their own fans were doing this, because Napster itself was just a platform on which people could share Metallica songs or any other artist's songs or whatever.
Yep.
And so the people they were targeting inadvertently, or whether they understood that they were doing this or not, was their own fans who were taking their songs and sharing them with other people, which ultimately does result in people getting to hear their music maybe who had never heard it before, even though they're Metallica and they're a pretty big band. The whole idea was that they're stealing from us.
Well, and so we all
took our jobs.
Yeah, and so we all know that the definition of theft is that somebody has to take a thing from you and leave you without it.
Yes, that is the normal definition.
They were not doing so. It was just the internet doing what it does, which is sucking up analog businesses and turning them into digital form. Before Napster, there was still file sharing. It was called tape trading. People mm-hmm. would literally record second generation. Somebody would go buy a CD or an album, and they would record it to a cassette, and they'd make a copy of that. Or, like, I did a lot of this. A friend of mine would get a new album that I couldn't afford or didn't have the money for, mm-hmm. but it was a kick-ass album. Be like, dude, can I dub a copy?
Right.
Yeah, so sure. We dubbed all the time. I had second, third generation copies of lots of stuff, and guess what? It resulted in me being a fan of these bands whose albums I couldn't yet afford, but then when I could, I would go ahead and buy the album or buy a T-shirt or
you'd see them if they came to town. Or
exactly.
Right?
So I see it as promotion. So anyway.
Yeah, and people tried to explain this to Metallica back in the day.
Oh, yes, they did.
And they didn't get it, and they were angry about it. And then they changed their mind, like 5 or 6 years ago?
Yeah, some time went by. I think, you know, they had a PR guy that was like, okay, look, guys, you need to stop the Napster thing. Yeah. It's bad publicity or whatever.
It could have all been them being a puppet for their record label, though.
Maybe. That's possible. So now that you know the background, this showed up on uprocks.com. Metallica's Twitch concert audio was apparently replaced with 8-bit music to avoid copyright issues. So Metallica put on one of these virtual concerts, right? And they broadcast it on Twitch. And the algorithm, right, mm-hmm. the copyright violation algorithm that Twitch employs was like, oh, hey, we better replace this audio with something other than the actual broadcast audio. Mm. So karma just bit Metallica in the ass.
They deserved it.
What is 8-bit music?
Think of Super Nintendo music.
So that would be 16-bit music.
Oh, yeah, you're
right. Did they turn what was playing into like a lower quality, or they just changed it to different music altogether?
That's a good question.
I believe they replaced it altogether.
Wow.
This says Metallica played a concert to kick off BlizzCon on Twitch, but apparently not everyone got to actually hear the music they were playing at the online event. The first day of the annual Blizzard event streamed on Twitch Friday night, and with it came a special performance by Metallica. But the actual audio that played on some channels got caught up in one of the music issues that often plagues streaming content. On Friday, Twitter lit up with videos from the performance where, instead of Metallica classics, nondescript 8-bit music seemed to be playing instead. So,
why did it say some channels, though? Was this on more than one Twitch channel? I'm confused about that.
Yeah, there were different ways that it was broadcast. So I'm trying to think of how to explain it technically. You know what load balancing is for, like, websites?
Yeah, where it's kind of the same thing with broadcast. More than one server can handle a stream.
Mm-hmm. Right, so when you're doing streamcasts, maybe the article will tell us more. the article says it was not a dub. Multiple people shared clips of varying length where Metallica is clearly on the Twitch channel, but some other music is playing. Think elevator music, think Muzak, mm-hmm. that type of thing. That would be a good example of 8-bit music. Though that moment spread online like wildfire, it apparently wasn't what happened on the main Blizzard Twitch page. Rather, it was the front page of Twitch gaming which had to replace the music. There's a tweet here. It says, apparently on Blizzard's YouTube site's official Twitch, it was fine. This was the front page of Twitch Gaming, which probably didn't have the rights to the music, so it nuked it ASAP. Hilarious.
What the hell is Twitch Gaming? I thought that's all that Twitch...
I think that's their front page. Twitch Gaming, I think, is just the front page of Twitch.
Huh.
I believe. I don't know. I don't broadcast gaming on Twitch, so... still, it's an interesting bit of irony at the complicated state of Twitch and the music copyright issues that often plague the platform. And as many people pointed out, DCMA takedowns are an issue in internet content creation that came directly from Metallica's decades-old fight with Napster that set the tone for music copyrights.
Okay, so I think I figured this out. Twitch gaming appears to be an actual channel on Twitch. So for listeners that aren't familiar with Twitch, it is a broadcast platform on which we stream. Presumably our stream is going out there right now. So it sounds to me like there was the Blizzard channel. Was it that was working fine?
Mm-hmm.
So Blizzard Gaming has their own channel. This is a company that makes various different video games out there. And so they must have had some sort of agreement with Twitch and
Metallica. Right.
And so Twitch probably took down its restrictions from that channel temporarily.
But left them up on the other channel.
But accidentally left them up on the other channel, which is called Twitch Gaming. And according to this, it appears to just be like kind of like Twitch's official, we're going to highlight some channel. So, like, they have a channel that can put other channels on, so to speak, to kind of... that's my guess. That's based on a glance here, what I'm looking at. So.
No, I think you're absolutely right. That's exactly what happened. There's some great tweets that followed as a result. This is from Pat Stares at Creativity once again. The fact that Metallica can't even play their own music at the event they were invited to is effing hilarious, considering this is literally all their direct fault.
Can you play a clip of this music just so we can hear what it sounded like? I mean, I realize you weren't prepared to do that.
Let's see if my technical prowess will allow me to do such a dastardly deed.
I have Mario music stuck in my head now.
I mean, as long as somebody's not cursing over top of it, it should be fine. You got to describe this.
It's like beautiful fairy music.
They're showing all of Metallica jamming, headbanging, you know, playing the drums. But this is the music you're hearing.
Sounds like Pixie Dust.
Yeah. It sounds like fruity to the max.
They're all carrying on as if they're playing a heavy metal concert. So, yeah. It's pretty hilarious.
Wow.
So, yeah. Metallica versus Napster, a big reason for internet copyright enforcement being the way it is now. So they 100% deserve this, LMAO.
I have a related story, Captain. I don't know if you're interested in it. I've actually been holding on to it in show prep for 3 months at this point.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it just wasn't that important, but it is related to this. It's when Twitch first started cracking down on copyright on their channels and why, and a little more about that.
Yeah, let's learn more about that.
Because they didn't used to do this replacement stuff.
Right, and there's some other channels that have gotten away with way more. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live on the way.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.